Welcome to Through the Word, leading you on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Bill Welsh guides us through the New Testament book of Acts. Now to Pastor Bill.
Thank you for joining me for this journey through the book of Acts. This is Bill Welsh, and I pastor Refuge in Huntington Beach, California. You know, Acts is one of the most exciting books in the Bible, and I admit it, I love the narratives, those books of Scripture that tell the stories, the true stories, about how God intervenes in human history. Stories about how God kept His promises. Stories about God using real people in the real world to accomplish His purposes. Let's take a look at the title for just a moment. The full title of the book in most Bibles is The Acts of the Apostles. Now think about that. The word Acts means deeds, and the word apostle, well, it's simply a word for a particular assignment given to some of Jesus' followers. It really just means servant, a servant who had been given the task to deliver his master's message for him. In this case, it's speaking of those who would be responsible for taking the good news of Jesus Christ into the world. So the book of Acts, or the Acts of the Apostles, will give us an up-close look at how Jesus' apostles, along with many other first-century Christians, responded to the Great Commission to tell the world about His amazing work of salvation that He accomplished on the cross. The author is Luke. It's the same guy who wrote the Gospel of Luke. In fact, Acts is simply the sequel to his first book, that gospel that bears his name. Luke was a doctor, a medical assistant of sorts, and a close friend, a traveling companion with the Apostle Paul. Now, you will notice as you read that there are several places where the story changes from second person to first person. So if you're not up in your junior high grammar, that simply means this. As Luke tells his story, he talks about, at certain times, them and they. And those are the parts of the journey where Luke was not personally a member of the traveling team. It's not until Acts chapter 16 that Luke starts referring to we and us, and then again he'll revert back to the second person when he leaves the team and they move on without him. Luke writes with a good deal of attention to detail as well, which makes the reading extremely interesting. He obviously had great observational as well as journalistic skills. Now, it is a book of history, but more than just a collection of names and dates that you need to remember for the quiz. This is really your history, and it's my history. These men and women are doing the same thing that we're endeavoring to do right now, introduce Jesus to the world. Now remember, at the end of each gospel, in some form, Jesus told his disciples to get out of town. He told them to start in town, in the town or the city of Jerusalem, and to preach the gospel there. But then he told them to move into the surrounding region of Judea, where Jerusalem was located, and then into the neighboring region of Samaria to the north. And then he told them to finally go to Huntington Beach and wherever it is that you live. In other words, the ends of the earth. Acts is the record of those first believers actually honoring that commandment. The events in the book of Acts take place roughly in about a 30-year time span between about 30 to 60 A.D., give or take a year or two on either side. Really from the time of the ascension of Jesus when he rose to heaven until Paul's imprisonment in Rome. So get ready to get better acquainted with some folks you already know if you've been reading the Gospels. Although all surviving apostles, and by that I mean you do remember the sad story about Judas who did not survive until the resurrection or even the crucifixion of Jesus. But all the surviving apostles, well, they're mentioned in the roll call in Acts chapter 1, but only three of them, that's Peter, James, and John, are mentioned further into the book, and really only Peter's ministry is given much coverage in detail. That doesn't mean, by the way, that the others are sleeping on the job. It just means that their work was not covered in this book. You will discover that the apostle whose ministry gets the most coverage is not even one of the original 12 apostles. Actually, the greater part of Acts focuses on the life, the conversion, the arrest, the imprisonment, and the work of the apostle Paul, who was a latecomer to the Christian team. You will see husband and wife teams, the good and the bad. You'll see a bread boy who does some remarkable things for God. You'll watch these believers deal with division, false teaching, persecution, death threats, extreme hardship, some really bad weather, and the kind of challenges that would cause, well, many of us to head for the comforts of home. Some will lay down their lives for the gospel, for their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but the survivors will keep on going, deeper and deeper into a dark, lost, and often very hostile world. And why do they do it? Because Jesus told them to go. And as they go, you'll notice they find a mix of responses. There will be those that accept their message with eagerness, and those that violently oppose. And then there's sometimes where they find sad, sad indifference, people who could care less, who just don't have the time to listen. Does that sound anything like the town that you live in? It sounds like my town. And these ancient Christians were really no different than you and me. They loved Jesus, and they wanted to know him and to make him known. And they dealt with their fears, overcame their excuses, and followed the leading of the Holy Spirit into a world that God was preparing for them to reach. And today, well, almost 2,000 years later, the work is still not done. And that we're still living in what I hope are the final pages, the final chapters of the book of Acts. And may this study encourage you to follow in the footsteps of those faithful Jesus people you're about to meet. Some of them, I believe, will become your heroes of the faith. And remember, this is not just a story you're reading. This is your story, our story. So as you read and study, how about if we be prepared to act? To use the title of the book, let's be prepared to act, to respond to the examples we see in the book of Acts. May God give you grace and peace and understanding as we study this wonderful book together. God bless you. I'll see you in chapter 1.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Our apps are free and free to share, so tell your friends and take the journey together. Bill Welsh is the senior pastor of Refuge in Huntington Beach, California. You can find information and links for all of our teachers on the website. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.